business card.
Yes, sir. Now, once again, what was your name, sir?
This is your name, I'm calling.
Yes, sir. What's your name?
My name is George Aurora. In proper nonsense.
Okay. Now, the Honorable Mr. David Leo will serve as the lead hearing officer. Just hold on, sir. Sir, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. Would you state your name and your ABC number for the record?
For the record, my personal name and proper nonsense is capital J, lowercase a, lowercase r, lowercase o, lowercase d, capital L, lowercase a, lowercase r, lowercase a. And my ABC number is
267-299. Thank you, sir. You're here to say you're going to go to the executive 23 this afternoon in reference to your community supervision application. I would introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing at this time. To my far right is the Honorable Rudy Canales, and to my left right is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. My name is David Neal, and I'll be the hearing lead today. Also in the room, we have Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and he will also represent the parole office today. Prior to this hearing, you received a notification form advising you of this hearing. You know that form, sir?
I do.
Okay. On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today?
I suppose I'm representing myself.
All right. At this time, I'm going to turn you and Mr. Turner in. So, do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
As a traveler, I do.
I do.
Okay, you're here to be conducted in two phases today, sir. In phase one, you will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, you will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So for phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the one allegation that's on your warrant. After I read it, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. And if you think it's false, then we're going to get some information from Mr. Turner and then talk about it, okay? All right, allegation number one, it is a violation of Air Long Division of Supervision number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing the place of residence at 17234 North 55th Drive in Glendale, Arizona, on or about January 22nd, 2018, without prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were abstained from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
False.
False?
False.
Okay, well, we'll get some information from Mr. Turner and then we'll talk about it, okay?
Yes.
Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Allegation number one. 1/22/2018, the offender left his approved residency at 17234 North 55th Drive, Glendale, Arizona, 85308, following a verbal altercation with his mother, Donna Warner. The offender never obtained prior officer approval to change his place of residence. The offender current officer unknown unless he is an instructor for supervision. Follow-up. On 1/23/2018, approximately 1:45 hours, the victim, Donna Warner, called police to report that her son, offender Jared Parra, had broken into their residence at 17234 North 55th Drive, Glendale, Arizona, 85308. The Glendale police report 18-011725. This morning was in the garage cleaning up the damaged items from the offender Laura's previous outburst. The previous evening, when she saw offender Laura outside the garage window, offender Laura began yelling at Ms. Warner. Ms. Warner retreated from the garage and entered the interior of the house and locked the garage door. Offender Laura entered the garage through a window, forcibly opened the door leading to the kitchen, causing the door jamb to break and split. Ms. Warner ran to the back room of the house, where the tender woman following her yelling, "I'm going to kill you. You're a cunt whore bitch," with Warner's mother, Geraldine Marinacio, who was the owner of the residence, awoke from her sleep and stepped in between Ms. Warner and the offender Laura. Fender fled the house prior to the arrival of the police. On 1/25/18, 6-year-old Noah contacted the offender's emergency contact. Donna Warner's mother reported that the offender had not returned to the residence. On 1/25/2018, CCO Miller contacted Banner Thunderbird Medical Center and was advised that the offender is not in any of their hospitals or medical centers. On 1/25/18, CCO Miller made contact with the office of the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office and was informed the offender was not in their custody. CCO Miller was no other person or place to contact in an attempt to locate the offender.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Warren. First of all, can you move the volume down away from your mouth a little bit? Okay. That's a very sensitive microphone, and when you breathe, it picks it up, okay? Okay, now, secondly, I missed the fact that there is a police report number listed on the warrant indicating there might be some active criminal charges out there. So you have a third option on what I asked you if it's true or false. I should have given you a third option, which is to plead the Fifth Amendment. So at this point in time, before we discuss that anymore, because there may be possible criminal charges out there, we want to make sure that you don't do anything that would incriminate yourself without... So if you want to discuss it, we can discuss the allegation. Otherwise, you can just say that you want to plead the Fifth and we'll move on from there.
I would repudiate any charges.
Right, say that again, please.
I would repudiate any further charges being brought. I would repudiate any further charges being brought.
Okay. So you're saying the charges are false, but if they're out there in the court waiting to be filed, that's where it will be determined whether they're, you know, true or false, what the evidence says. So do you want to discuss this or not?
I shall.
Do you want to discuss it?
Yes, I shall discuss.
Okay, all right. The audio is a little bad right now, so we're having a little trouble understanding, so I just want to make sure we're clear on it. Okay, so tell me what's false about that then.
Change my place of residence, please provide me with a new residence where I was residing.
Well, that's not necessary, sir. If you wanted the residence you were supposed to be at, you change your place of residence. If you're sleeping out on the street, that would be considered your residence, homeless.
No, I'm not homeless.
Okay, well, you were living you were not living at the approved residence, correct? Because you left?
I stepped away for a time. I did not leave.
Well, okay. I'm going to move this forward and we can discuss it more in a couple of minutes. So at this time, I'm going to do the necessary steps to move into phase two. So based on the information with the Cooter Mark 2018W0373 and information we received from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to move to find that Mr. Lyle was delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapsed or not lapsed in criminal ways for custody.
Second.
I agree. The motion by Mr. Miller, second by Mr. Pinello, agreed by Mr. Wright. Okay, so we're going to move to phase two here in a moment, but before we do, Mr. Turner is going to give us some background information, so please stay on the phone and I'll be right back with you, okay?
Sure.
Yes, so Mr. Lara was released from ADC custody on 12/15/2017. He was arrested on 4/17/2018 by Glendale PD. I do not know if there's any new charges or not. He was returned back to ADC custody on 4/17/2018 with an adjusted release date of 7/10/2018 with 85 absconders. Current conviction, 2015, burglary third degree, 2 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2011, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. 2012, marijuana violation, 3 years, 6 months. This is his second term in ADC custody with a C group IR score of 2-3. Mental health score is 1, substance use score is 2. There is no STD information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2013, transitional release reverted to TIS, absconded for 74 days, revoked by DOEC. 2017, transitional release, absconded 110 days, administratively revoked. Disciplinary is moderate. Other arrests, 2009, possession cell of marijuana, Arizona County Jail. He has a GB score of G2 to D3.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr.
Can you read that last charge for me?
Pardon me?
Can you reread that last charge about possession of marijuana?
In 2009, you had possession of cell for marijuana in Arizona, and you need county jail time.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Mr. Meyer, I'm going to go over some of the case supervisions this time. You had an approved residence to stay with your sponsor, grandmother, Geraldine Marinaccio. Okay, at that 55th Drive address. And then,
yes.
According to this, when you had the difference of opinion with your mother, that it was on the 23rd of January, and you left and they didn't see you anymore, so you weren't at the residence where you were supposed to be. Where did you go?
I traveled.
Okay.
I did not say that I'm homeless.
Okay. So were you in Florida on the ground?
I was before for about say 2 weeks after I was released, I was employed, but then my employer and I had a disagreement and we parted company.
Okay. So it shows that you were assigned to the PATH lab for random year analysis under the color code system and you were marooned. You had, let's see. It shows that you only had one time your color was called or you failed to drop a sample. Were you using drug line out, sir?
Yes.
What's your drug of choice?
I like meth.
Meth? Have you ever tried to get any help for your problem?
No, I do not seek help because I do not need help. I'm a functioning user and that's how I am. I know, I understand life more when I'm under the influence of meth than I do sober. I've spent more years under the influence of meth than I have sober.
Okay.
It sounds okay.
I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time. Mr. Canones.
Yes, Mr. Lotta.
Yes.
Just a quick question. You described yourself as a traveler and that you traveled, but what do you mean? Like, how would you describe that or define that?
I describe that not in the common sense, not in the lay sense. I describe that in a proven accepted sense.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
All right, sir, there are no questions from the board at this time. Are you in the middle of your hearing? When I give you an opportunity, you can give us a brief closing statement, any information you think might be pertinent to our decision, but we ask that you don't repeat information that we already have, or that you've already given us. Okay, and once you're done, then we'll go into discussion and make a determination. So you have a final statement, sir?
No, thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir. Before we go into the discussion and make a determination, we'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're addressing you, but we won't be. We'll be discussing the case. We ask that you stay on the phone. You can hear the whole conversation and the outcome, and once we get in soon, I'll get back with you, okay?
Okay, thank you for your time.
All right. Be back to it. There is now discussion. So this one is a little bit unusual. I don't know, it seems like Mr. Lara has dances to the beat of a different drum, so to speak. But we also seem to have a problem with transition or TIS releases, community supervision. Unsuccessful with the prior time, and then with 85 from scoundrels this time, I think with the totality of it, I'm not seeing him as a good candidate in terms of community supervision at this time. But I'm more or less a discussion from my fellow board
member. May I interject?
Mr. Kellis.
Yes, also, with respect to his personal sense of freedom, he is an unabashed user of methamphetamine, which whether anyone likes it or not continues to be illegal, so I think it kind of creates a problem for security supervision.
Thanks, sir. Okay. So based on all the information in number 20180373, the information given to us by Mr. Lara, and the information from Department of Corrections, I move we note the increased supervision of Mr. Lara as he was delinquent, violating terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed or about to lapse in criminal areas and company, very specifically in 85 of the stand areas where we know not what he was doing, and his admission of constant use or continual use of methamphetamine. That is my motion.
Second.
Agree. Motion by Mr. Uriel, second by Mr. Canoes, and agreed by Dr. Reddy. Okay, Mr. Lara, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. However, you will be released on and about July 10th of 2018, and you'll be finished with this. You won't have to worry about whether you're traveling or whether you're staying at one address. It'll be up to you. Okay? You understand?
Yes. Can I bring back one? Well, I was unaware of MRC at the time.
Okay, well, sir.
I didn't know.
Okay, sir?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The issues in the warrant have been covered and your supervision been revoked. So this will end your hearing at this time. Okay?
Thank you.
Could you put the CS rule back on, please?
Yes.
Thank you, sir.